Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, hello, beautiful people. I am Stephanie, your host of the ABCs of Home Organization podcast, and today we are delving into H. H is for hanging up ready-to-go bags. Prepare bags the night before by decluttering, adding essentials, and placing them in their designated spot for easy grab-and-go access. So who already does this? Who has a designated spot in their house? Who routinely goes through their bags, taking out what they no longer need, and then putting things away? Who has little pouches that they transfer from one bag to another so that they're not having to let everything fly loose in their main bag, backup bag, etc. So as I am wont to do, we're just going to jump right in. But we're going to go over why to make a ready-to-go bag, what kind of bags you potentially can get ready, the steps to create these bags, and then some last-minute tips to help you make a habit. So why do you want to make a ready-go bag? What even is a ready-go bag? So ideally, when you are rushing around in the morning, grabbing everything, getting ready to leave for school, work, wherever you must be, your bag and everything you're taking with you is 100% ready, so you can just grab it and go out the door so that when you are rushing, you don't accidentally forget something that you would need, right? So this reduces your morning stress and decision fatigue. If all the decisions are already made, you have no decisions to make in the morning except for to grab that bag. And then it also is going to save you time because you're not going to be scrambling around trying to find something that you're missing, or you might be running late because you had to find that one piece of paper. By doing it the night before or hours before, depending on your schedule, you are able to just have it ready to go, to grab it and walk out the front door, back door, whichever door. I also can tell you, I can remember growing up and my mom, her purse was so heavy. And I remember her multiple times dumping it out, pulling out all the change. And I realize nowadays we don't have change, but I feel like women's purses have not gotten any lighter. They're still extremely, extremely heavy. And I've heard like causing back problems, posture issues, range of motion. We even sometimes change our gait if you're used to carrying so much weight. So do it to help your body, to help your posture, to help any pains and aches that you're like, why does my neck always hurt me? Look to your purse. It could be, or your backpack, etc. It could be that. So what kind of bags do we want to do this for? I would say your main ones, obviously your purse, something that you're going to carry with you that has your wallet, your money, whatever you would need. A work bag, if you have a laptop bag, or you always take a bag to work, you would do it for that. Kids' school bags, your school bag. Anything that you daily are going to be having with you, you want to do this for. And we'll get in at the end the details of what you're going to be doing within these bags. But then also you want to have your gym bag ready, right? Or if you have sports practice, you want those bags ready the night before. So again, you're preventing the scrambling, the running around, the trying to find, oh, where's my XYZ, right? Can be anything related to hobby. If you are in a book club and you always take like your notepad and a book, have a bag designated specifically for that book club. Hobbies, library book returns, whatever it is that you are going to be doing, have that ready. And you also can do this, for example, if you're going to the beach or the pool and you have your beach bag, pool bag, etc., that always has the sunscreen in there or your beach towels in there, or if you always use a frisbee, goggles, right? And it's going to keep everything together that you need for that one activity. And that, again, so you're not running to five different places to grab everything. And if you decide, oh, hey, let's go to the pool today, great, go grab my pool bag. We're ready to go, walk out the door. And then also being in Houston, I do have like an emergency go kit where you have some food, water, backup battery, charger, emergency radio, things that I would need if a hurricane came, but I had to evacuate, that I could just go into my closet, grab my go bag, and it's good to go. I also have copies of different important documents that I may need with me as well. And so that's another potential bag that you could be creating to have just ready to go. So for the scheme of actual ready-go bags, we're referring to your day-to-day, everyday use ones for the most part. And so the steps to create your ready-go bag is you want to constantly be decluttering it. Remove the old receipts, remove any trash, any unnecessary items. If you needed something for like an activity that was happening that day, but you won't have that activity again for, a month, take it out and put it away so you're not having to carry that excess weight around with you. And I just want to say that, again, you're doing this for your future self, right? We've talked about that multiple times over the last few podcasts, but any activity that you do today helps your future self. And so by creating a system of going through your bag and getting it ready for you the next day, you're making life so much easier for yourself in the morning and for your physical body. So step one, remove all the excess that is no longer necessary. And then you want to restock it with what you will need the next day. So if you are going to be outside and it's hot and you need sunscreen, add the sunscreen. If you need to do a water bottle because you're taking a road trip or something, add that water bottle. And then your obvious what you always have, keys, wallet, lipstick, etc. And then once the bag is restocked and you have all your essentials in there, you want to designate a home. Like, where will you hang up these bags? And it could be in a closet. It doesn't necessarily have to be hung up. I do like the hanging because you see it and it is literally a grab and go situation, but it could be in your front hall closet, it could be in your bedroom closet. It does not matter the where, as long as it is convenient so that when you are walking out the door, it's just a quick detour to grab the bag. But you'll a hook, you could do a cubby, a bin, it can be anywhere and everywhere, but you want it just to be the actual bags that are leaving the house and enough space to hold whatever bags leave. So whether that's sports, personal, travel, gym, etc. And then what you want to get into the habit of doing is each night you will ensure that everything is ready for the next day. And if you never have to take anything out of your bag and it is 100% the same from day to day, then you don't have to do this step. But if you are constantly adding and taking away, you want to get into the habit of checking each evening so that your bag is ready to go for the next day. Easy peasy, right? Bags typically not too much stuff are in them, even though we may have a ton of stuff in them. But this is a quick thing just to double check, add, take it away, ready it. You're either doing it at night or you're doing it in the morning. So you may as well just save yourself that time in the morning and the adding to the chaos of a morning and do it the night before. So how do we make these bags also easy for you to transfer from one bag to the next? And that is using little zippered pouches or organizing systems of some sort, right? Of course, I'm going to tell you to use organizing systems. I love zippered pouches for purses. They are absolutely, oh, they're amazing. You can have all sorts of sizes from teeny tiny ones that can hold just like your chapstick or lip balms to ones that hold chargers or hand sanitizer. You can do color coding. So, like, one can be, I don't even know, red for, I was gonna say like apples, but that makes no sense. But one for each of your activities that you need for. So you can just grab in and you know exactly that green means money or whatever you wanna do. And then when you're using a small zippered pouch system, you just grab the pouches that you need to transfer from the one bag to the next. So you might not need every single pouch from bag to bag to bag. Or like if you have a quick meeting in the morning and you only need a third of the items that you would normally take in your bag. It makes it so much easier just to take that one third rather than having to, okay, do I need this? Do I need that? And of course, it's just so neat and organized and it makes your life so much easier. So like even if during the day you're going through your bag and you're like, I need the receipt from dinner 7 nights ago, and you have a pouch that you designate for receipts, you know exactly where that is, and it's flattened out, hopefully in order of date, super easy to find, and you don't have to scrounge around the bottom of your purse, pouch, etc., and or even a zipper pocket to find the crumbled up receipt. It is in that one pouch, which just makes life so much easier. And as usual with any organizing system, you can always label if you don't have different colors. Love that as well, of course. But just think of everything that you are going to be putting in each bag. And when you transfer from one to the next, you could have lotion, you could have deodorants, and just put them in a zipper pouch. So it goes, if you change up your gym bag every day, or you need a different one for gym versus going to play softball, and you can just grab exactly what you need for toiletries, because you would need the same for each activity. These work especially great for like the different categories of items. So if you don't constantly always do makeup, but you know you're gonna have to do makeup that day, you'll have like one makeup bag that you transfer from bag to bag. Or like on top of that toiletry bag that we talked about, you might have one for hair. And so you have your bobby pins, your hairbrush, spray, whatever you would need to do your hair. And you might not take that with you every time, but you're gonna have a work meeting at 3 p.m. So you know that you have to bring that hair bag with you for that day. Now you can just Google zippered pouch on Amazon, go to an actual box store and find it. And the fun part is that they come in all sorts of sizes, as I mentioned, but also so many designs. So basically for clients, I'd probably do the clear one so you can see inside of it. But some people don't need to see it and they want the colorful ones. They want the flowers on it or a beach scene or however it is that they want to decorate it. And even that tells your brain what's inside of it. And so have fun with it, you know, play around, get the ones that you absolutely love or enjoy, or the ones that gravitate towards your mind or that remind you of what's inside of it, right? And then you could store these small zipper pouches like in your closet. So if you have 10 different pouches, your sewing, nails, jewelry, you could have a first aid or dental one, the electronics that we had mentioned, feminine care, however many you have, you just have them lined up either in your bathroom or your closet or within a big bin in one of those areas. And you can just pick and choose whatever you need, but it's all ready to go for you. And again, label if you don't know what's inside or can't see what's inside, or you can even make a list. I love when I have all stuff that's organized in a spot and then I tell you what's on the outside. So like if it's in a bin in your closet, outside the bin, I would list all the pouches that I have inside there. So your brain doesn't forget, because if something's on the very bottom of that bin, you will not remember, I will not remember until we go through that bin 6 months, a year later, and we're like, and that's where my sewing kit went when I needed to sew my button and I couldn't find my sewing kit. So just make a list outside the bin of exactly what's inside. And you can do this for any area of your house, any area that you've organized that has more than like one category of items. Make a list and you can just tape it to the inside of a cabinet. Also works great with kids. Like step number one would be organize everything, take a photo and post that on the inside so they can just mimic that photo. But if they're of reading age and or to the point where they don't need the visual effects, make the list, post that somewhere. So a little off tangent, but very vitally important, I think, to help everyone in the household stay organized is just to have that list. So how is everyone feeling? What does that sound like to you? Do you think that's something you could easily implement? Do you think you would implement it? Do you think it would affect your life in a positive way if you started, one, using pouches for the different bags, but then two, also started doing bags the night before and or hours in advance of said activity? Maybe. Okay, so I think that pretty much covered most of everything for hanging up ready-to-go bags. If you feel up for it, join our Facebook group and post a comment about what you keep in your go bag that is potentially unusual and or what you always take from bag to bag when you switch bags. Or you can even tell us how often you switch bags. Do you always match your bag for the event and or the outfit? And so, yeah, comment, let us know at ABCs of Home Organization Facebook page. I would love to hear from you. And yeah, that is it for today. So thank you so much for joining me. Remember that getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. To recap today's episode, we covered why ready-go bags make life easier. What exactly is a ready-go bag? Steps to create this bag system and random tips, tricks, suggestions on how to make you successful as well as potentially create a habit. So be kind to yourself during this organizing process. And if you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.